Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jose Vidal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward who is chasing the ball. Askew reaches third base with a triple. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal takes first base on ball four. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller takes first base on ball four. Vidal moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vidal. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vidal strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 0 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Askew is hit by the pitch. Horton moves to second. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vidal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Buford is hit by the pitch. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Buford steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Jose Vidal now playing left field. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Willie Smith pinch runs for Joe Askew. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to second. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hinton is walked intentionally. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Vic Davalillo. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Jose Vidal now playing center field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves juggles the ball. That's an error on Alves. Josephson moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 4 in the game. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vidal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Gary Peters. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 4 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee pinch runs for Ken Berry. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker juggles the ball. That's an error on Locker. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitfield. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sims fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-4 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-4 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Hinton hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to second. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Pena covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Roger Nelson now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez pinch runs for Duke Sims. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks, Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Fosse now catching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-5 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-5 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. LeMay pinch hits for Orlando Pena. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Buford applying the tag. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Tiefenauer now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. McCraw strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-5 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-5 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk, Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-5 in the game. with a walk. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Roger Nelson. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Vidal strikes out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuller. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Buford applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 5 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 6 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 6 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Ken Boyer. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fosse for a passed ball. Bradford moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. McCraw is walked intentionally. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 6 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradford scores. McCraw moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.